Michael, the Sunni Muslims in Iraq were defeated during the course of the American war against Iraq, and now there's been a tremendous development in Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq. Tell us about it.
You know, as we've covered on this show many times, I mean, probably the most upsetting event of the last decade was the United States going to war in Iraq and overthrowing Saddam Hussein. Without discussing Saddam Hussein, good guy, bad guy, mixed guy, it was a completely illegal war, a war of aggression, killed perhaps a million people. And while the U.S. has supposedly pulled out, they've left complete chaos, and the war has created, you know, complete and utter chaos in Iraq. The place is clearly falling apart at this point, and the latest news is remarkable. The latest news is on the back of the Sunnis taking over Fallujah. And remember Fallujah, that was taken over about 6 months ago by the Sunnis, but particularly the group is called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, an organization that supposedly was once part of Al-Qaeda. And Fallujah is now under their control, under Sunni control, but it wasn't a major city. And it also, you have to recall, many Americans were killed in Fallujah. U.S. put in a huge amount of money and forces to try and take it back years ago. They did, and now it's gone again. But the big news today, which I think is actually shocking and just tells us we have a real problem in the Middle East right now, is now the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria has taken over the city of Mosul. They came in from Syria. And remember, these are people who want to put together a caliphate made up at this point of Syria and Iraq, or at least parts of those two countries. They came over and they have taken over the city of Mosul, which is the second biggest city in Iraq, 1.4 million people. And the Iraqi forces, mostly Shiite, who were, you know, supporting the government, have fled the city. And so now you're seeing a situation where Iraq, it not only has the Kurdish part in the north, which is practically a separate state or is a separate state, now you have the Sunnis taking over Mosul and Fallujah. And the question is, what's going to happen now? What I can tell you now, you got chaos. And so when all of you out there think about getting a woman president and Hillary Clinton, just think this. This is the person who voted for the Iraq war and for what we're seeing in front of us. And this is the person who did it not because she believed in it, but because of political expediency. Her expediency has cost million lives and caused the situation today, along with many others who voted for this, the media who went for it, from the New York Times to the Washington Post, etc. This is what the United States has wrought in Iraq.
Hadi, a potentially game-changing ruling has come down in Los Angeles with respect to teacher security and education and the privatizing of education in the United States. What's your take on it?
Basically, what happened, Michael, is that last week a judge ruled that tenure laws have deprived students of their right to an education under the California state constitution and has violated their civil rights. This sends a blow to teachers' unions and could radically alter how California teachers are hired and fired, and I think will prompt challenges to tenure laws in other states.
Well, that's what the right wing is predicting, that this is going to put some wind in their sails. The judge, who was a Republican appointee, ironically cited Brown versus the Board of Education and its equal protection argument, and said that these poor children are not receiving equal protection because they've got teachers there that are tenured and therefore can't be fired. And the reason, and this is key, the reason these people say that kids are getting a bad education is that they have bad teachers. Well, we all know that there's a lot of reasons why these kids don't make it, starting with the fact, say, that they don't get breakfast in the morning. So what are we talking about here? They want to dismantle the trade unions that the teachers have built and substitute private commodity schools for public education.
We're going to have a longer report on this case on Law and Disorder because it's really critical. And as Michael Smith said, it's about privatizing school. It's about the struggle for public education. It's about unions and destroying unions. And we've seen this going on for a long time. If anybody saw the movie Waiting for Superman, that is also about charter schools, getting rid of unions, and really getting rid of public education. So this is very serious what's happening in California. And let's also see where it comes from. It's a millionaire Silicon Valley person financed it for over a number of years, set up the organization that ultimately litigated it, brought in certain kinds of plaintiffs who happened to be poor and felt that they weren't getting in, probably were not getting a good education, and then hired the best lawyers he could find for this kind of case.
Ted Olson, the Solicitor General under Bush.
Former Solicitor General
Ted Olson,
etc. So
these children are in effect being used as pawns.
Precisely. The case is called Vergara versus the State of California and the California Teachers Union. Stay tuned.
I want to be careful about the word pawns, Heidi, because
okay.
You know, it is true that in this country, poor children, black children, Latino children, do not get a very good education.
Of course.
And they're struggling with how do they deal with it. And you know, people put forth, well, you can't fire your bad teachers. You know, we'll set up a charter school. We'll do this. We'll do that. And so it's... Pawns is a way to say it, but in fact, there's a real issue here of how do we educate our population. Under the neoliberal model, which is what's really going on here, we're having our country, and Arne Duncan, as Michael Smith said, the Commissioner of Education, support this kind of getting rid of tenure, getting rid of unions, privatizing the schools, rather than putting massive more amounts of money into the schools, improving the schools.
Paying teachers more.
Paying teachers what they deserve for teaching,
right.
Et cetera.
Right.
They're doing it this way. And it's all part and parcel of the America that is today, of neoliberal America.
Right.
Michael, so I understand we finally won the trifecta.
Well, yes. Heidi and you before her made presentations about your books at the New York Public Library. And this is an invitation for all you listeners out there, because on Monday, June 23rd at 6:30 at the Mid-Manhattan Library on 5th Avenue and 40th Street, that's 455 5th Avenue, southeast corner of 5th Avenue and 40th Street, I'm going to be speaking about the book I co-edited, Living in a Socialist USA. Imagine Living in a Socialist USA. And I'm going to be speaking with my two co-editors, Debbie Smith, Francis Golden, Cliff Connor, who wrote the chapter on how to get from where we are to where we want to be, and Fred Jerome, who wrote the chapter on media. So we ask all of you to consider coming down on Monday, June 23rd, the Mid-Manhattan Library. It's on the southeast corner of 40th and 5th Avenue, not the one with the Lions, the one kitty corner from the Lions. It's up on the 6th floor. We got a big room, a microphone, and a stage, and the New York Public Library has given us a platform to talk about, imagine, Living in a Socialist USA. They put out a leaflet. Listen to this, Michael. They put out a leaflet that says, pulling the curtain back on the true meaning of socialism.
I'm amazed, actually. I mean, this is the major institution, or one of the major institutions in New York City. It is a public institution, which is the public library, but it's remarkable they're doing this book. So it's great, Michael. I think everybody who listens to this should get there. It's an amazing forum. Congratulations.
Thanks. The book is divided into three sections. The easiest section to write was an indictment of capitalism. All you have to do is really listen to this radio show or WBAI every day. The major part of the book is how every institution in this country would be different if we got rid of the capitalist system, if we got rid of making commodities for profit. And then the third part of the book is how to get from where we are to where we want to be. That's what we're going to be talking about on June 23rd. Mid-Manhattan Public Library, 40th and 5th Avenue, 6:30, 6th floor. Be there.